game is also free and available for mobile devices via the App Store and Google Play.
The prototypes for border walls are being built and pictures are starting to leak out. Here's Jason Campidonia with a report.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection released some pictures this week of several prototypes, some of which are made of concrete and others are made of metal, chain link fence, and what looks to be barbed wire. In one of the pictures, the prototypes tower over a big rig parked nearby. The eight prototypes are being built just outside of San Diego and are expected to cost a combined $3.6 million. California lawmakers have filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration over its border wall plan, citing legal and constitutional violations.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the federal government can't keep subsidizing the states. Mnuchin appeared on CNBC this morning to push the Trump administration's tax reform plan. One element would end the deduction for state and local taxes. The tax plan also includes deep cuts in corporate taxes. Critics say most of the tax cuts would benefit the wealthy. Some Republicans in Congress say the plan would blow up the budget deficit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Fast food chain Arby's drawing a little bit of attention for something they're going to be doing in a few days. Correspondent Chris Barnes with this tasty report.
Arby's is now taking its venison sandwich nationwide after the sandwiches were only available in a few states last year. It's changing now, effective October 21st, when all 3,300 Arby's restaurants will be carrying those deer meat sandwiches for a limited time. The fast food chain is also testing something else now, an elk sandwich that it says will be available at restaurants in Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana on a test basis for now. I'm Chris Barnes.
The LAPD investigating an incident with a Mexican television star who attacked a reporter. Correspondent Jason Campidonia has the story.
Telenovela star Eduardo Yanez can be seen dressed to the nines this week and speaking to reporters. One reporter asked why his son started a GoFundMe page to buy a new car after he crashed his instead of just asking the actor for the money. Yanez then becomes visibly upset and slaps the reporter in the face so hard it almost knocked the reporter off of his feet. The actor claims that the reporter was being disrespectful. The Los Angeles police are aware of the incident, but it's unclear if any charges have been filed.
Twitter has suspended Hollywood actress Rose McGowan's account after she made a very vulgar rant against sexual harassment in Hollywood. McGowan started cursing out actor Ben Affleck on social media for saying he had no previous knowledge of Harvey Weinstein's history of misconduct. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. One of those difficult weeks in radio. Difficult in the sense that you wake up in the morning bright and early like I do, and you get this horrific story, and you've got to go on the air a few hours, and you're limited in the amount of information that you have. It makes it difficult because you almost have almost a sense of guilt in covering other things, but you have to. And again, I tend to get over it quickly. And what I've done the entire week, what I continue to do is try to update people if there's anything new that comes out. And the interesting thing is any new tidbits of information in regards to Las Vegas has just led me to have more and more questions. Again, the mainstream media does what it does. It goes to the event, it sets up shop, and is there to, in essence, drag everything on, not deal in facts, turn it almost into disastertainment. Terrortainment. I don't know. I got to come up with a word for it. I really do. Because they need to fill time. Got their phones ringing with their bookers trying to book any so-called expert on this stuff when there's little to no information on there. And they're quite honest, there is no experts when it comes to this type of thing. There really isn't. And again, it drags on and on and on, and many things end up getting left by the wayside, important stories from around the globe. So again, it's a great thing about talk radio is talk radio, we bring perspective to stories like this. We will challenge the narrative at the time. We'll challenge what the mainstream media is pushing out there, whatever direction they're trying to take us. Because, again, that's what they do as well. It's a production. You understand? It's a production like a play is a production or a movie is a production. You've got a lot of moving parts. And you've got bookers and you've got producers and you've got to do graphics. You've got to do all these things when it comes to TV. And that's not what we do. We here in radio, we're reality. And we will talk a little bit about that later on in the program. But I want to start off today. I want to talk a couple business stories, and in particular, a couple businesses out there that I think are teachable moments for all of our listeners. I want to start off by talking about a company that comes under fire by me on a regular basis here on the program. That company is Tesla. Tesla this past week put out a PowerPoint presentation. I put out a presentation of this new venture by Elon Musk called the BFR, Big Blanking Rocket. That's right. That's right. The middle word I cannot say here on the air. Big Blanking Rocket. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this big blanking rocket that Elon Musk said he's going to develop. This is going to be a rocket, and he shows in his little PowerPoint presentation where you'll take a super fast ferry from the island of Manhattan out into the Atlantic Ocean. That's going to take a little bit of time because you got to get off the island of Manhattan. You got to go underneath the Verrazano Bridge. You got to get out there. And you're going to be loaded onto a rocket that will take you anywhere in the world within a half an hour. That's right. New York to Shanghai in a half an hour. But wait, there's more. That's right. The cost of riding on this rocket will be the same amount as taking an economy class ticket to Shanghai. Again, you watch all the people. Oh, wow. Elon Musk is awesome. Elon Musk, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. And I'm saying to myself, do you people actually think? You're going to have a rocket that goes into space, get you somewhere within a half an hour, and it's going to cost the same amount as air travel? Have we all lost our minds? This is coming from a guy right now, and again, I want to put this out. This past week. His Tesla company had a goal of putting out 1,500 Model 3 cars in the third quarter. They only did 260. Now, if Elon Musk cannot manage the assembly line, which Henry Ford did a real good job with, long time ago, yes, Model T, Henry Ford. Elon Musk can't even handle that. You think that he's going to be able to get you to go on a rocket to Shanghai in a half an hour? I don't get it. I don't get it. Ever see the movie Big? There's a scene in the movie Big where the character that Tom Hanks plays, which is it's a kid trapped in an adult body working at a toy company, and he's watching a presentation of this toy being put out there. I think it was a robot that turned into a building. And all the executives, they love this new toy. And he's actually a kid, even though he's in an adult body, says, I don't get it. How is it fun? Well, again, I've said, and that phrase, I don't get it, has saved my clients and myself ungodly sums of money over the years. We don't buy into conventional wisdom. We don't buy into what's popular. If I look at something and I don't get it, I'm going to stay away from it. I don't care what you're telling me. Let me just put this into perspective for you. Okay, Tesla, they can't even get their assembly line going, right? This company's 14 years old, and it is still unprofitable. Its stock is up 50% this year. Why? I don't know. Again, I'm telling you right now, I don't get it. It has a greater market value than General Motors, which sold about 10 million vehicles globally last year and made about $9 billion in profit. And now GM is going to start getting into the electric vehicle market. And let me tell you something. They know how to do assembly lines. Again, I don't get it. What did they deliver last year? 25,000 cars? Why am I bringing this story up? And why am I talking about Tesla? It brought back memories for me. It did. It took me back to the 1990s. And this is before I had a radio program. I did many guest appearances on radio shows all around the country. And latter part of the 1990s, a lot of radio was focused on business. There were many financial programs out there. You remember, it's all everybody really tuned into at that point in time. And I was a bit of a whipping boy because, again, the same values I had today, I had then. I would look at stuff and I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. I don't get it. I don't understand it. And for years, Enron was the world's most innovative company. World's most innovative company. Fortune magazine, year after year after year. All they could do on CNBC, all these stock analysts could do out there, could just sing Enron's praises again and again and again. I wrote a column in August of 1999, and this is how it started. It said, we at Markowski Investments tend to be skeptics. After traveling around the block more than once, we tend to mistrust press release happy corporations singing how wonderful and rosy everything always seems to be. Around the block. Oof, now I'm feeling old. That was a long time ago. Anyway, case in point, the Enron Corporation. And I cite a statement in the press release from Enron from back of July of 1999 where Ken Lay is just saying all these wonderful things about Enron and how they're the leader in this and the leader in that and so on and so forth. Yeah, I looked at it and I didn't understand it. I didn't get it. I mean, I said, Enron, we think, owns power plants. We think is building power plants in emerging markets and trades commodities. Now, being a utility company, one might think that Enron would be a more conservative type of a company. However, a lot of the plants that Enron is building and or currently has are in markets where they don't always pay so often for services on time. He also had deals with currency exchange rates and also their whole commodity business as well, which they were fairly new players in. And they're managing profits and numbers they're putting up that blew away companies like Goldman Sachs that had been doing this for over 100 years. And we also talked to people who worked at the company. And they couldn't even tell me exactly what was going on. It wasn't like that they were trying to hide anything. So what did we tell people to do back then? No, I admit it. I said, I didn't get it. I said, I could be way off base, people. Enron could be something that is truly extraordinary. Maybe I'm not that bright. However, I don't understand it. If I cannot understand a company, I certainly am not going to buy it. And I told people, if you own it, be careful, watch your downside exposure, and good luck, because Enron certainly seems to have a lot of it. Nothing's changed, people, and I take a look at companies like Tesla and many others out there, where it's, yay, press release, yay, we're awesome. Tesla, I think would be a better business for them is for them to actually manufacture PowerPoint presentations just to dazzle people. No, that's not the way of building a solid portfolio by any stretch of the imagination. Now we're going to take a break here. I get back. I want to talk a little bit about a phrase that I say all too often in life. All too often in my career, in my business here. And like I said, over the years, I've gotten, as I said, maybe it's age. Maybe I've gotten a little bit more prickly when it comes to this stuff. When I hear the phrase, I should have listened to you, Chris, it doesn't make me happy. It makes me sad. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our website, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff available there. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We have a 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
From Struck Films.
Where did you come from?
The true story of a stray dog.
Who are you?
That's Pluto.
Who saves a struggling family in more ways than one.
What's wrong?
This isn't working anymore.
Sometimes help comes from the most unlikely places.
I don't need you.
He's trying. He really is.
Sometimes one dog can change everything.
You're awfully small. I want to be more.
From the director of The Other Side of Heaven, The Stray. Rated PG. For theater locations and more information, visit thestray.movie. In theaters now.
We are back, and we are looking at a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. See tracks, think train.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Mike Hewitt here with a minute of common sense. Folks, as a society, we need to pause for self-reflection. Each act of mass murder sees predictable reactions from both sides of the divide, each hoping the aggressor is from the other side, hoping the act of insanity will damage the opposition. I'll save the House divided speech for another time. We must move beyond politics, beyond the obvious of what and how cliched debates, guns, trucks, knives, bombs, etc. We must stop the bickering over method and begin the process of understanding why these atrocities are committed. We have a problem and it's not going to resolve itself. We must set aside our biases and take a long look at the real problem. For starters, our mental health care industry has become the concern of billing hours, hurry up and wait, and liability over diagnosis, rehabilitation, and cure. It's going to take way more than political rhetoric to fix these problems, and I cannot think of a better time to start than now. Folks, for more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Money causes stress and uneasiness in our closest relationships, according to Bank of America's new Friends Again report. In fact, more than 50% of the population has seen a friendship end over money, and it is not always a lot of money that will cause a relationship rift. Nearly 40% of consumers say they would end a friendship over $100 or less. But there are ways we can salvage a relationship before it goes south over an IOU. Dr. Melanie Ross Mills, relationship expert.
Talking about money doesn't always have to be awkward. If you follow some simple tips, having an honest conversation is the best way to avoid these issues. Coordinate shared expenses in advance to avoid unexpected spending. Communicate openly with your friends about money owed and use mobile apps like the Bank of America app for a simple way to send, request, and receive money from friends, no matter where they bank.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/friendsagain.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. It is the current week that we're in is one of those it's a reflective. It's one of these weeks where I reflect on things. Reason being, I've got two of my kids' birthdays took place this past week. And my eldest, Stephen, who's 15, and my daughter, who just turned 13. Yes, God help me. I always reflect at this time of year because I remember when, vividly everything, my son was born and how many times people would come up and tell me, you know, enjoy it. It goes by so fast. Enjoy it. It goes by so fast. And they weren't kidding. They weren't kidding. But I'm going to reach back into the old Wayback Machine and pull up some older columns and whatnot, because I was thinking a lot about them this past week. And I wrote a column years ago entitled Sisyphus and the Watchdog that maybe we'll get to a little bit later on. But it has to do with the fact that I'm constantly dealing with this same phrase, this same statement again and again and again. I want to tie this into whether it be Tesla or whether it be Uber. I got a ton of stories here on Uber, and they'll figure out a way. This year, mark my words, they'll figure out a way to take Uber public. They want to take Uber public because they've got to get all the big moneyed people out. You've got to get them liquid. They want out of Uber because Uber is a dying business. Yeah, I know you may see the thing everywhere, but the reality is it's a dying business. Unless it gets more cash, it will burn through its cash. It's dying. Current model is not sustainable at all. Now, I know that you're being told that it's awesome. And they constantly say, hey, this is the most valuable privately held company in the country. All right. You're putting a valuation on the shares of that company. Try finding a buyer for those shares of that company. They can't. They would if they could. The people could get out now, they would. But they can't. This is why they've got to wait on the general public, and they've got to wait on Wall Street to convince the general public that they should buy Uber stock. Dum, da-dum, dum, dum. Yeah, this is, it's kind of like the 1990s all over again, except the valuation for Uber is much, much worse than the companies from back then. I should have listened to you, Chris. I should have listened to you. Do you know how many times, thousands of times, I have heard that phrase in my career? Do you know how many times? We come on, we do this program, we've been doing this program now for 18 years, newsletter for even longer. Week in, week out. I think the amount of weekend shows that I've missed, my NASCAR, the biggest show that I've had, the one I've had the longest, that I've missed in 18 years, it's maybe 5 or 6 where we've actually run a rerun. I almost never miss. Same thing, my daily program, which is several years old now. I barely miss. And we get on every single day, and we go through everything. We talk about politics. We talk about the economy. We tell you what's going to happen. We warned everybody about the dot-coms. We warned everybody about Enron. We warned everybody about the credit crunch. Yet people, again, choose to take their own way more often than not. And then I get that phone call. I should have listened to you. Yeah, you should have. Yeah, you should have listened to me. You should have listened to me 20-some-odd years ago when I told you to plan accordingly for whatever your goals were and your retirement and save and put away. There's lots of different instances of this. All the warnings and everything that we have put out over the years, all of them. Let me tell you something. Not one time has anybody called me up, sent me an email, and said, hey, Markowski, you were wrong on that. No. I mean, from Madoff on down through. And this is what we're here for, people. We're here to help. We're here to help. Again, you know it. It's kind of funny. We all have it inside. I really do believe it. You can sniff stuff out. If you have the slightest inclination that something is off or something is wrong, listen to it. Listen to that instinct. You can drown it out. Oh, yeah, people can find all sorts of ways of convincing themselves otherwise or drowning out that voice that's warning you. Don't do it. Don't do it. One other thing I wanted to mention before we're going to move on here, and I got to talk about maybe my Sisyphus story a little bit later on. Maybe I'll talk about it next segment. Who cares? It's something I heard this past week. I'm listening to, it's like the corner of my ear, about a company trying to grab market share. Yeah, they're going to go out there, they're going to spend this money, we're going to try to grab as much market share as we possibly can. Grab market share, huh? Yeah. Retail tries to do that all the time. Now we're seeing retail businesses go under again and again and again. Let me tell you, everybody, really quickly, something about market share. You don't grab market share. One does not grab market share. Market share is earned. You know what? I'm going to talk about that when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Very conservative estimates are 3,500 structures lost across all of these fires.
Officials with CAL FIRE giving somber estimates to the media regarding the damage from massive wildfires. The death toll has now reached 23. CAL FIRE officials say thousands of acres have burned.
Just in the last 2 days, over 170,000 acres have burned in these 22 large fires that we're engaged in.
A major executive order expected to be signed today by President Trump. It will allow Americans to buy health care across state lines. Trump appeared on Fox News' Hannity saying he will sign the order. He hopes such a measure would have been part of a comprehensive health care bill, but Republicans in the legislature failed him. Trump said the measure is going to help a lot of Americans get cheaper insurance. Trump insists there's still a chance that a health care bill can be passed through Congress. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Is it possible there exists an ancient master blueprint that holds the secret behind the events of our times? From Jonathan Kahn, best-selling author of The Harbinger and The Book of Mysteries, comes The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. In his most explosive book yet, Kahn reveals the stunning master blueprint that is unfolding before our eyes. You'll never see the world the same way again. Read The Paradigm, available wherever fine books are sold.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. Some old school Madonna. Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Market share. Again, Wall Street is always trying to come up with a new way of, well, making money. I miss the old ways of them making money where they actually went out and build and help business owners grow their business the right way. And they don't do that anymore. Everybody's looking for the quick and easy way, and there's no such thing. Rule here, you're new listener to the program here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show when it comes to financial planning. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. You know what was funny is there was a interview this past week with Mark Cuban and Warren Buffett, and they basically were, it was like a transcript of this radio program, the advice that they were giving. grabbing market share. You've got all of these consultants and Wall Street types out there, and they go to businesses and they say, hey, you know what? You've got to grab market share. You've got to grow your business. And then they raise tons of money, laden companies with tons of debt, and they open up all of these stores that they end up not being able to handle. The consultants make money, Wall Street makes money, and eventually the company goes under. You earn market share. You don't grab it. It takes time. Client by client, customer by customer. It is not something that can be rushed by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah, I get questions. Give me an example. I get questions from parents all the time. And they're always asking if their kids are in school and they're in finance, and my kid wants to be in finance. Could you give them advice of what they should do and how should find a job? And you know what? I tell them, I said, tell them to go get a job in a restaurant. Tell them to go wait tables. Tell them to bartend. Because that is some of the best training you're going to get. You have to learn to deal with people. You have to learn to earn customers. So I spent many years working in restaurants. Paid my way through college even before then. Even when I was building up Markowski Investments. Weekends, nights. And I'd have regular customers. Why did I have regular customers that continue to come back in? Because I treated them the right way. I earned their business. That is how one gains market share. Anyway, Sisyphus. Again, I'm feeling nostalgic this week, and for whatever reason it may be, grabbing some columns and some other pieces that we've done over the years. And we were talking earlier about my plight here on this program. And I wrote a piece about it, and it's going back September 2005, entitled Sisyphus and the Watchdog. I love using Greek mythology in my columns, and I've done it many, many, many times over the years, whether it be Icarus or Sisyphus and Hercules and the Hydra. Various different Greek mythological stories are fantastic for explaining a lot of financial issues. But Sisyphus is an interesting character in the sense he was just a really crafty fella. He was a king. Yep, he died. He died and he tricked Hades, which is quite the feat because Hades was the god of the underworld. Tricked him twice. Not it was so bad he tricked Hades. He locked Hades in a closet with handcuffs on. He was able to pull that feat off. That's pretty darn good. You know, it's interesting, though, is that because, you know, Hades is gone, then nobody could die. Well, Hades was locked in a closet, nobody could die. So there could be some, you know, war on some Peloponnesian island somewhere, and somebody gets their head hacked off, and yeah, you know what? They're not dead. They're coming back. But anyway, Sisyphus eventually gets nailed, and he's currently residing in the underworld, and his task for eternity is pushing a rock to the top of a hill. And once he gets to the top of the hill with that rock, the rock rolls right back down on top of him. That is my plight. I feel for Sisyphus because that's what I feel like on a regular basis. We constantly push that rock to the top of the hill. We're constantly trying to afford people, warn them about the conventional wisdom that is poisonous out there. Let people know about ripoffs and scams and how they operate and bad brokers and what the big brokerage firms try to do to you. And again and again and again. I should have listened to you, Chris. We should have listened to you. Now you understand why I feel like Sisyphus. Anyway, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff available at the website. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We also have our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night, blinded by the light.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS. due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy. The Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
From Struck Films.
Where did you come from?
The true story of a stray dog.
Who are you?
That's Pluto.
Who saves a struggling family in more ways than one.
What's wrong?
This isn't working anymore.
Sometimes help comes from the most unlikely places.
I don't need you.
He's trying. He really is.
Sometimes one dog can change everything.
You're awfully small. I want to be more.
From the director of The Other Side of Heaven, The Stray. Rated PG. For theater locations and more information, visit thestray.movie. In theaters now.
Well, here we are again, and I gotta tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car, or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Holy, we're going really eclectic today with the tunes. We went from Lynyrd Skynyrd to Madonna to Mariah. Always, you never know what's coming next here. Anyway, welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street. You're always honored to have you tuned into the big program, the place we take the liars, the crooks, the cheats out behind the woodshed and give them a bit of a beat down. All right. I told you so. Chris, I should have listened to you moment. That's been going back for a couple decades now. I spent a lot of time this past week, a lot of organizing I had to do. I was so far behind with all of my research and my prep work. And the people that read my newsletter, they know how well-researched everything is, not to mention working on my book. And I have a stack of articles and stories and information on the demise of pensions, pension problems, municipal problems with debt. That is, it's like the old New York City phone book. It's that thick. And I, just in this past week, you know, teachers demand $3,200 from each Kentucky household to fund pension Ponzi for 2 years. Hartford downgraded further into junk status. Connecticut towns grapple with big funding cuts amid budget deadlock. This past week. Now, again, most people, you didn't hear about these stories. You don't really hear about these stories. You're never going to hear the people on the nightly news talk about this stuff. It doesn't work in a half an hour news program. They're not intelligent enough. They don't understand it. They can't explain it. And this is stuff that is truly, truly important. I've got countless stories of people that are, yes, losing their pensions or having their pension cut 50, 60, 70%. We've got a Social Security system that, yes, is running out of money fast. Don't believe me? Look at your Social Security statement. We've been trying to explain to people here that they have to forget. They have to forget what they've been told when it comes to retirement. Have to. Things are changing. The demographics have changed. The white paper that we put out about this, about the retirement crisis, is getting thousands of downloads. And people are starting to wake up, and they're starting to understand, and they're starting to prepare. No. Listen, okay? I'm not Glenn Beck, and I'm not pitching a seed bank or safe or any of that crap. I'm here just telling you what the reality is, okay? I'm giving you the terrain. You can prepare for all this stuff. Will it involve a different way of thinking? Will it involve some work? Yes. But again, if you want to, weren't we just playing fantasy by Mariah Carey? You can live in fantasy world, or you can live in the real world. We're consistently right on all of these things. Why not get your financial plan done the right way? Sign up for it. It's right there on our website. It's at MinVest. It's at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. It's everywhere all over the internet now. It's in regards to retirement crisis. Sign up for it. Free white paper, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And while you're at it, get a consultation to get your financial plan done the right way. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Can't trust that day.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Oh,
taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Hey, I get a kick out of these hearings that Congress puts on, the Senate, the House, when they parade these executives of these big financial institutions in front of them, and they start waving their finger at them and yelling and screaming and get their picture in the paper. Elizabeth Warren this past week. Hey, good old Elizabeth Warren. Millionaire Elizabeth Warren, who wants everybody to think that she's a pauper. What a joke. Elizabeth Warren, how would she make, what, $400,000 or $500,000 for teaching a class at Harvard? And you know her TAs are doing most of the work. Anyway, Elizabeth Warren this past week was basically going off on Wells Fargo and saying that their chief executive should be fired. He should be fired. They should get rid of him. Yeah. That's until later on in the evening. Elizabeth Warren holds a fundraiser, and Wells Fargo's lobbyists show up and put a nice check into her little campaign fund. I want you to understand something, people, and I'm going to put this delicately. I'm going to try to put this delicately. You know, in our country, most places in our country, prostitution is illegal. Prostitution is illegal. I think it's okay in Reno, Nevada. Let me tell you another place where it's now legal. Well, it has been legal. That's Washington, D.C. Because that's who your elected representatives are for the most part. And in fact, I have more respect for the old school style prostitutes than I do the people in Washington, D.C. I do. I mean, at least the old school style prostitutes, you know, the world's oldest profession. You know, you pay for something and you're supposed to get what you pay for, right? As far as the ones in Washington, D.C., we donate to their campaigns and we vote for them and we don't get anything that we want. But anyway, yeah, Wells Fargo CEO goes there and he apologizes for all the malfeasance, all the terrible, terrible things that Wells Fargo did. And again, this is a part of the problem. If your local community bank, if you have a small bank within your town, now I know they're on the endangered species list. There's not many of them anymore. There really isn't. It's just way too expensive to be in business with the amount of regulations that are out there. In essence, that benefits, and we've explained this here on the program. It's like a regulatory moat, shall we call it, that protects big banks like Wells Fargo. The big banks, big firms, they can afford the regulations, whereas the smaller ones cannot. And eventually they either die off or they sell themselves to the bigger firms. To quote in line in Airplane, and Leon's getting larger. Yes, the big banks continue to get larger. Now, Wells Fargo, they committed forgery. They opened up false accounts. The accounts that they opened up took fees from their customers, which in essence, because they opened them up illegally, that was stealing money. And forgery, for crying out loud? That kind of reminds me. You know, when I went on spring break many moons ago, when I was in college, we went to Key West. And the punishment, if you had a fake ID in Key West, was you had to wear a jumpsuit the next day and clean the beach. And that penalty is harsher than anything that anybody got at Wells Fargo. Not kidding. But yeah, if a small bank or a small firm did anything remotely close to what Wells Fargo's did, they'd be put out of business. So yes, too big to fail is the law of the land. And there's certain institutions, and it's not right. Certain institutions are now omnipotent. And we've got, again, many executives from those institutions that are now working within the Trump administration. Meaning what? Meaning that what the president and what the Republican Party, which is now in power, promised last summer, summer of 2016, part of their platform to bring back Glass-Steagall and to break up these big institutions, they're not going to do. That's a key, people. It really is. And I've been preaching this. I've been preaching this since the repeal of Glass-Steagall, Graham Leach Bliley, back in 2000. I knew this was going to be a disaster. And it's gotten worse instead of better. Again, you tell me how these financial supermarkets, how these gigantor banks have helped the American people, have helped the financial services industry at all. You mean to tell me that it's better today than it was back then? No. Even the people that were behind the repeal of Glass-Steagall, the Sandy Wiles of the world, the, what's his name there, William Donaldson, even they admit it now. I don't know, they've had their come to Jesus moment. Yet we're still dealing with it. Again, this all goes to my whole watchdog on Wall Street axis of evil. Big business, politicians, and the media. They work hand in hand to further their own needs, not yours. And again, watching this thing and watching these politicians, you know, they point their fingers, wag their fingers, and I'm knowing it's all a bunch of BS. Again, they're going to collect money later on. Nothing is going to be done. You're going to have to get something done. You have got to move your account. Why in the world would you ever want to work with one of these big institutions? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We can show you how to get out. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Very conservative estimates are 3,500 structures lost across all of these fires.
Officials with CAL FIRE giving somber estimates to the media regarding the damage from massive wildfires. The death toll has now reached 23. CAL FIRE officials say thousands of acres have burned.
Just in the last 2 days, over 170,000 acres have burned in these 22 large fires that we're engaged in.
A major executive order expected to be signed today by President Trump. It will allow Americans to buy health care across state lines. Trump appeared on Fox News' Hannity saying he will sign the order. He hopes such a measure would have been part of a comprehensive health care bill, but Republicans in the legislature failed him. Trump said the measure is going to help a lot of Americans get cheaper insurance. Trump insists there's still a chance that a health care bill can be passed through Congress. You're listening to USA Radio News.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to prostatereport.com. That's prostatereport.com.
An American woman and her Canadian husband have their family rescued from the Taliban.